Here I am with one of Sydney's leading trainers, Gary Portelli. Had great success out of the Magic Millions over the last few years. We're looking at lot number 630. What have you tell us about lot number 630, Gaz?
Look, he's a very strong colt, as you can see. He's got all the attributes of a sprinter. He's out of a Sebring mare, and you can see a lot of Sebring in this colt, as well as the Hussin. I've had a lot of luck with the Hussin breed, and particularly the son of Hussin called Hussinay, who had Gold Trail.
Yeah.
They're usually very good sprinters, and this bloke's got all the powerhouse attributes I like to see. He's got a balance about him. He's got a nice length. He's strong through the gaskins, which are your thigh muscle and your hindquarter. Just a balance that you're looking for. And then when you see the horse walk, you can see him really... He's been here a few days, and you can really see him enjoying his work. He gets into it. When the horses start to get a bit tired and they start having the strappers have to drag them along, that's not a good attribute for a horse that's going to be a strong athlete later on for me. But this fellow, every time he walks, he just gets out and puts in. So really nice, solid horse, and suits the type of trainer that I, type of horse that I like to train.
Narella Stud from Warwick, the vendor's here today, and later in the week. This is the second viewing, though, so all of those things have encouraged you to come back again. So it takes a bit to pass muster, right?
Yeah, look, I've seen probably around 1,000 horses at the sale right. So far, so it gets a bit confusing after a while. So you've got to go back and have a look at them a second time. If you get them onto your second list, then you go back on the day for your third list. So, there's a lot to get through. You've got to get them vetted. The vets look at all of their x-rays. They'll look at their throat to make sure the throat's working properly. If they're going to bring a lot of money, we get a physical examination as well, so to make sure that everything's in the right place. So there's a lot they've got to get through. But at this stage, he's on the second tier of what we do. And so far, from what I've seen him walking around today, I can't say too much. He's watching, but we quite like him.
All right, well, give us an understanding of the economics then. You buy it for X, and the Narella Stud want to sell it for 2x X. Somewhere in between, you find the balance.
Exactly right.
And then what happens after that point? You then need to syndicate the horse and help get it to the races.
Yeah, we've usually got some clients that are interested in buying into whatever I buy.
Yep.
We've got syndicators as well that buy horses for us. So as a trainer, we can't actually advertise, but if someone rings me and says, I want a part of a horse, then we're quite happy to accommodate them. So basically, if I buy this horse over the next few days, he'll go home, he'll be on my website. Anyone wants to buy into him can quite easily give us a call, come and have a look at him at the stables. He'll then get broken in, and it's at that point we sort of make a decision whether that horse might go a little on the early side.
Right.
And we'll give him the opportunity to race early and head towards the Magic Millions.
Two buys last year, I think it was. Disappointment you haven't got a two-year-old runner this time. Just one of those things with horses, young horses especially.
Yeah, look, we bought two. One was Time to Rain, who's the brother to Sheil Rain. Yeah. And whilst it sounds like it's unfortunate we're not raising here, he is actually third favourite for the Golden Slipper. So
that helps.
We're pretty happy to go in the Golden Slipper with him. The other colt was Space Boy, and he was actually a favourite after his first start. He ran second to Desort. And unfortunately, at Wyong, he ran third and went a little bit touchy in one shin. So he gets the time off and he misses the Magic Millions. But, we bought two nice horses last year. I think Time to Rain was $325,000, which is, pretty good for a horse. It's a half-brother to a multiple Group 1 winner. And the other guy I paid $200 for, and he's closely related to Tester Shadow. And I do like buying horses that are related to horses I've had luck with in the past. It seems like they stand up to the type of training that you do. And I've had a bit of luck doing that. So both colts are pretty handy colts from last year's sale. As I said, we only bought two and they're both pretty handy, so hopefully this year we can do the same.
Good luck with lot 630 and good luck Magic Millions overall.
Thanks, Jimmy.